Philip Semper, PLD certificate, today's date is 05/01/2023. Dictation is from Miss Helen Salas. Salas spells S-A-L-A-Z. Helen spells H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth is 12/22/1958. This is a 64-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Salas says she was here recently on 04. Correction. On 04, had labs drawn as there to review those labs, period. She says since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergy were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraphs. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 147/74. Pulse 85. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, myopia, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is iron deficiency anemia. Assessment number two, vitamin D deficiency. Number three, dehydration, period. Next paragraph. Labs are reviewed. Labs reveal a decrease H. Hemoglobin at 10.6. Patient has a long history of anemia but has not been taking her medication recently because she said she does not like the way it makes her feel. We had a lengthy discussion about diet that are rich in iron, and I will give her a prescription for iron to take once daily. She says she will comply and do lifestyle modification, period. Her hemoglobin and hematocrit were... Correction, our creatinine and BUN were a little elevated, not significantly elevated. The ratio seems to correspond with dehydration. I will monitor these and we'll have it repeated on our next visit. She was advised to increase fluids. To decrease... or to avoid completely all sugary beverages. To come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation. Correction, patient was given the following prescription. FESO4, 325 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30 with 2 refills. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 13. End of dictation.